Eric, I want to start off by asking you, you guys got your first win last week, and talk about moving forward from that. You were coming off that overtime loss to Cincinnati. Can you speak to maybe the movement and progress of the team?
Yeah, I thought there were some good things in our early games, but we weren't playing complete games. And one of the things that I've been stressing is progress. Each week, make some progress, and this is a process. And in order for us to keep moving forward, we got to be able to make progress in each one of these games. And I thought the Cincinnati game, the guys fought through five quarters, and there wasn't anybody. I was disappointed in the loss, but there wasn't anybody in the locker room I was disappointed in. Came down to the last 7 seconds of the fifth quarter, and it was much more of what I'm looking for from Browns football. And then as we transitioned into Buffalo, another game that was extremely close, came down to the last 26 seconds of the game, and this time we're able to finish. So to me, that's progress. We've got a lot of things that we need to continue to improve, and understand that it is going to take time and it is a process, but I've been pleased with the direction we're heading.
Yeah, and when you use the term process, I imagine it's good for the guys too, just to kind of feel it and taste it and marinate in a victory, just because it's, you know, something they can actually wrap their arms around.
It's great, and you know, I've heard the term ugly win, but I don't think there's anything ugly about a win ever. It's what we're all trying to do each week, and they're going to come in dramatically different ways each week.
Yeah, Derek Anderson went 2 for 17 for 23 yards. Usually not winning numbers for a quarterback. Can you speak to the oddity of the numbers, yet the ability to win the game despite those numbers?
Yeah, I think that we could have done a better job catching the football. There are too many drops. There are some throws. A couple of throws got batted down. A couple of them weren't quite on target. The wind played somewhat of a factor in that, but to me, if you're open, the ball's there, you got to catch it, and that's what you got to focus on first, not the run after the catch, not anything else besides looking the ball in, tucking away, and going. You know, to win a game where you're 2 of 17, you got to be doing some other things right, and we did enough of those things right to win the game.
Can you talk about the quarterback position, the challenges of making a change in season, and where you see that position evolving as you you oversee it and watch Derek Anderson?
During the competition over the course of the summer, I thought both guys made improvements, and they made improvements in areas that we asked them to improve in. I thought Brady made a little bit more, and that's why he got the opportunity that he got. And what I was looking for in those early games is for us to be able to get a little bit better each week offensively, and we weren't doing enough of that, and it wasn't all Brady's fault by any stretch, but I thought that Derek had done a good enough job over the course of the summer to get an opportunity at that point. And since he's been in, I think he's moved the offense pretty well. We've had some drives, unfortunately a lot of drives stall on third down, and if we can get better in that area, I think the points will come.
Can you speak to the mindset of Brady Quinn? I mean, you hear different reports about him and his disappointment and the selling his house being up for sale and things of that nature. Can you just maybe get us into his mindset and, you know, what the dialogue is with a young quarterback between head coach and quarterback?
When we talked and I told him about the change, the important thing that I stressed to him is you keep working at the same level. You keep preparing at the same level. You keep identifying areas that you need to improve, and having a plan to improve those, and working the plan to improve those, and that's what he's been doing. You just don't know when the opportunity is going to come again, and it could be sooner rather than later. And when that does happen, you want to make sure you're in the best position possible to take advantage of it.
Eric, even though this team, your team, was only one season removed from a 10-6 year, you had to come in and kind of blow things up. Did you have to change the culture and mindset as well? Is that a big problem as well?
I think anytime you come into a new situation, there's a whole getting to know you period where the players need to understand where I'm coming from, and I need to get to know them as well. And change isn't always easy. But the thing that's important to me is always communicating to these guys the why we're doing things. And the only reason, the only driving force behind decisions is to help us win. And there's going to be times where I'm going to be tough on them. And that's important to me because it's my job to make them the best football player they can be. And it's my job to make us the best team we can be. And equally as important, I always want them to communicate with me. I want them to, if they don't understand why their playing time is the way it is or a decision that's made, come up, talk about it. We'll watch tape. I'll explain the decision. I'll identify the things that I think could change their play time. And I want them to know that that's not lip service. And I've worked at communicating that. And I think as we get to know each other more and more, that's happening more and more.
Coach, how good is Joe Thomas in having a player like that on the left side? What's that allow you to do?
He's been outstanding. And we drafted DeBrickshaw first in New York. And I think DeBrickshaw got a lot better over the course of his 4 years there. I think he's playing pretty well right now. And Joe's a little bit younger. And I think Joe's done an outstanding job for such a young player. And I think he'll keep getting better and better. And he's got a great approach to it. He was voted captain this year, which is a really good indication of what his peers think of him. So I've been really happy with him. And he's got his work cut out for him this week.
Yeah.
Eric, you addressed the change of the culture. You traded Braylon Edwards, and I'm wondering when you speak and have dialogue with your players after a trade of that caliber of player is made, how was that give and take? I mean, I know you're the authority and you can tell them, guys, this is how we move on. But how did you handle that part with the guys after the move was finalized?
Well, there are a lot of veteran players in the locker room, and there's a good group of young guys, and they understand that there is a business side to this, and changes are made, and they're made at different points, and the important thing is to focus on the things that each one of us can do to get better, and explain the trade to them, and the importance of us being ready to move forward. And I think it was a situation that was good for us and good for Braylon. And I really do wish Braylon well. You know, he called me the night before the Buffalo game to just check in and wish us luck. And I told him when he was heading out, if at any point he just wants to talk and get a different perspective, to call me. And I feel that way about any player that's on the team or any player that I've coached. I want him to do well, and I want him to be successful as a player and as a person, and the relationship doesn't end just because he's not in a Browns uniform.
The Steelers placed Aaron Smith on injured reserve, and I know he's a guy you've had to prepare for before. Can you just speak to a guy like that, the impact he's had in the league?
Yeah, he's hard to deal with. He's physical. He's got a great motor. He's got excellent toughness. I don't know him personally, but I'm sure he's an outstanding leader and locker room presence, and it's hard to lose a guy like that. The one thing that Pittsburgh's always been able to do is put somebody else in, and usually that guy has those same characteristics. And there's a real style of play that's been consistent over the years and very successful. And I feel like I've played Pittsburgh a lot of times between New England and New York, and they're always tough. They're always physical. They're always going to finish. And you just know that going into the game with them.
You're coming to Pittsburgh to play, and there's been a lot of success against the Browns over the years. Do you put any more emphasis on this week? I know the Bengals have a Steeler week. Do you make it clear to these guys it is a big game, it's important for the division, and it is a rival, a very close-by rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers?
The one thing that I've noticed is that I think it's understood. I really think that between the guys that have been here and even the feeling in the town and the understanding of the long history, that a lot of this is things that don't have to be expressed because they're really understood. And it surrounds you.